In the last episode of Soap, Billy decided to leave the Sunnies. Only Reverend Sung decided he couldn't and is keeping him against his will. Bert decided to find out if he really saw a spaceship, which might have been a bad decision because he saw another one and then vanished into thin air. And Jessica told Chester and Donahue she made a decision, only she didn't tell them which one of them should decide it on. Confused? You won't be if you decide to watch this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap. In this episode, where we left off, with Jessica about to announce her decision.
I want you to know that I really never meant to hurt either of you. But it seems that in order to be with the man I love, I have to hurt the other man I love. So I just don't know what else to do.
Does this mean you've made a decision?
Yes, I have. I have chosen one of you.
Well,
I'm afraid one of you is going to be hurt.
Well, we know that, Jess.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's not easy for us.
Just say the name, Jess.
Okay. I will. It's...
Oh, I can't.
Me, Jess, me.
Jessica, I assure you, whoever loses will take it well.
Absolutely. If I lose, and I don't expect to, I will remain perfectly calm. I will not eat my heart out.
Why not? You eat everything else.
Chester.
Jess, don't worry. If I lose and I don't expect to, I'll take it like a man.
A very little man.
Stop that, please.
We will be gentlemen, Jess.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll write it down. Because I cannot say it. I cannot say it. All right. I will put yes on one sheet of paper and no on the other. And then I will put one in each envelope and I will hand them out. All right? Okay. I'm ready. I will now hand out the envelopes. Isn't this fun? It's just like the Academy Awards. And the winner is...
Oh, I'm so happy!
Oh, God! Oh!
Take it like a man, you fat fool!
One minute, please let me see. Did I do it wrong?
I'm so sorry.
Is that a no?
Yes.
Did you mean a no there?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Oh.
Then I better leave. I respect your decision. I hate it, but I respect it. I'll see myself to the door.
Chester, he's died.
No, he didn't die, Jessica. He fainted. Donahue. Donahue, you fool. Oh, get up on your little feet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My legs. Oh, sleep. Oh, goodness.
Oh, and I feel nauseous, too. Oh,
Jess.
Oh, I don't.
Jess, get up on your feet. Here. Oh, come right over here. There, sit down. Oh,
I know if I could just spend the night in the morning, I'll be all right.
Well, of course, poor thing.
Forget it. I'll carry it to his
car. No!
I'm too weak to drive.
No, you don't have to drive. You can stay here until you feel better.
Thank you, Jessica.
Sorry, fat boy.
Calm. Stay calm. Just stay calm here. I'm just analyzing the situation. One of three things is going on here. Either I'm dreaming I'm on a spaceship, or I'm on a spaceship, or I'm crazy. I'm dreaming.
I'm on a dream. Oh, see, this is what happens when you eat pizza in bed.
It's time to wake up, though. Wake up, Bert. 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 Hey, Bert. Wake up, Bert. Bert. Come on, rise and shine, Bert. Crazy's looking good here. Sir, hey, pal, I mean, excuse me, senor, pardonnez-moi, por favor. Where am I?
Just relax, we will not hurt you. You're on our spaceship.
Oh, gracias. Which is gracias? I'm not crazy! I'm not crazy! I'm on a spaceship! You speak English?
Of course. We have studied you Earth people for a long time. We speak all your languages fluently. We read and write most of them. We also disco.
You guys, I love this. I can't wait to get back to Earth. Wait till Mary hears this. She thinks I'm crazy. I can't. Listen, if you guys are finished here, I'd like to get going. But, hey, let's keep in touch.
I'm afraid we cannot let you go just yet.
Well, wait, what do you need, another 5, 10, 15 minutes? You got it. Ask me anything you want to know, I'll tell you. If I could be home for dinner, it would be nice.
I'm afraid you will not be going home for dinner.
I won't?
No.
Hey, listen, no, pal, wait a minute, pal. I gotta go. My wife's gonna be worried sick here.
No, she will not. You see, we are sending down a replica of you.
What? What are you talking about?
While you were unconscious, we tapped into your chromosome key. We can now produce an exact copy of you.
You made another Bert Campbell?
That is right. He's your double. Your wife will never know he's not you.
My double. I love it. This is terrific. Let me see my double.
Here he is.
She'll know.
Oh, no. You see, he has not been transformed yet. He will enter your duplicate body, and we will beam him down. He will look exactly like you. Your wife will never know.
What do you mean? You mean Mary's going to think that he's really me?
Yes.
Why is he jumping up and down like that?
It is nothing.
No, come on. What's the matter with him?
He is just a little excited.
Yeah, well, about what?
Going down to Earth, living in your house.
Oh, Well, he's... wait, you're not going to let him... I mean, he's not going to...
Sleep with your wife? Why do you think he's jumping up and down? He has not had sex in 2,000 years.
Happy anniversary, Jody.
Oh.
You're the best thing I ever had in my life.
And you and mine. 3 months together. Hmm? How come you have 4 candles?
Well, I want to throw away the box.
You know, I think relationships are better when there's no sex to screw things up.
Hi, Jody. Remember me?
Mrs. David.
Hi. Oh, hello there.
This is Alice. Alice, this is Mrs. David, Carol's mother.
Oh.
So, you're not a homo anymore. Jody was my first homo.
No, Mrs. David, I'm still a homo.
But you're with a girl.
Well, we're both homos. What's so funny?
A girl homo. There's no such thing as a girl homo.
Yes, there is.
A girl homo? What do they call them? Homettes? Oh, I've got a little surprise for you.
What is it?
I'll bring it in.
Homettes?
Ta-da!
Is that...
your daughter. Carol wanted you to see her. That's why I made the trip.
My daughter?
She don't do much.
Would you look at her?
Now, Jody, I don't like to impose or anything, but I'm a little afraid of staying in a hotel with all the raping and murdering that goes on in this city. The cab driver told me that over half the men in New York are either junkies, muggers, or lawyers.
Mrs. David, you're welcome to stay here with us. Alice?
Sure.
Oh, I sure do appreciate it. Do you want to hold her?
Well, I don't know how.
Oh, it's simple. You just pick her up the way you pick up a frozen turkey at the market. Go ahead.
Watch your head.
Okay.
Watch that head.
See? Oh, she likes you. That's right. Oh, now you cradle her in your arms. There you are.
I'm afraid I'm going to drop her.
Oh, I was dropped when I was a baby. That's why I can't do math. Well, how do you like her?
She's terrific. This is so strange, though.
Oh, she's your daughter.
It's my daughter. You believe it? It's my daughter? This is my daughter. What's her name?
Her name's Wendy.
Wendy. It's very nice to meet you, Wendy.
Well, if I'm going to stay here, I better go get my things out of the cab.
You left the cab waiting all this time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, your fare will be more than your trip from Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Wendy. Huh? Hey, hello. You look just like me, you know that? Well, you should. You're my kid. Hmm? Got big brown eyes, cute little nose, chin. You have fingers. And fingernails. Oh, hey, you sure are pretty. Hmm? Even partially bald, you're gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, boy, Wendy. It was so much easier when I didn't know anything about you. Because now that I've seen you, and now that I've held you, I never want to let you go. No.
Look at my face, Corinne. Tell me what you see.
You want the truth?
I've got bags under my eyes, Corinne. Big, big bags. I look like a basset hound, and it's all your fault.
No, Eunice, I think it's heredity. Heredity and, age.
No, Corinne, it is because I did not sleep one wink last night. Not one wink, because that child of yours kept crying. Isn't there something you can do?
Eunice, he's just an infant.
Well, discipline him, for God's sakes. I mean, the baby cries all night, and then you and Tim have a fight, and you cry all night, and then Donahue walks up and down the halls, and he cries all night, and then I sit up and get begged.
Donahue, you are not making an effort to leave the house. Looking out the window is not making an effort.
Well, listen, I'm trying, but every time I get to the front door, I throw up.
If you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't throw up.
If you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't get fat.
You turn my stomach.
A plow couldn't turn your stomach.
Squirrel.
A pinhead.
Bacteria.
Flabby.
Weasel.
Lord, bucket!
Look, everybody, look who just came. Benson's back.
Okay. That's enough touching and grabbing. Okay.
Look at that. Benson comes home and everybody stops fighting. Benson walks through the door and everybody's happy.
Except Benson.
Hi.
Hi. What's he...
Oh, no, Detective Donahue's not really living here. See, he's just staying here until he stops passing out and throwing up.
You chose Chester.
Hmm.
Don't I get to vote?
Oh, welcome back, Belson.
I'm not back. I'm just here because we got a problem.
What's the problem?
Billy. I just came from that church. Billy's in a lot of trouble. I think they're keeping him against his will.
What? I phoned the police.
No, I did that already. You see, this can take a lot of time, what with the constitutional freedoms and everything. What we have to do is go in there after him.
Right. I'll go and check with Ike.
Benson. Why are they keeping him there?
Well, I think he's being brainwashed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They say he isn't there, but I know he is.
Chester. Or Billy.
I'll get him out, Jess. If I have to break in there myself, I'll get him out.
Well, that's what we're going to have to do.
Excuse me.
Daddy, you got to think of something.
Excuse me, please.
Major.
But I have an idea.
We've got to get him out of there.
I can get him out.
Maybe we should call Channel 7 News.
Oh, Channel
7 News. Attention, damn it!
Now, I know sometimes you don't like to listen to me, and sometimes I can understand why, but you must all listen to me now.
Major.
Shut up. Now, look here. This is the Silver Star. It was presented to me by General Patton. This is a Bronze Star. I earned two of them, and... this is the Purple Heart. Harry Truman pinned that on me himself. Now, I know you think I'm a foolish old man. And sometimes I am, but that's my grandson in there. I got all these because I was a good soldier. I still am. I can get him out. I can do it. So you all had better listen to this old fool. Because... that's our little boy.
All right, Daddy. We're listening.
Go ahead, sir. Tell us your plan.
What plan?
Well, gentlemen, there's the plan. Any questions?
I don't believe this. I don't believe that I've allowed myself to do this.
Donahue, will you stop complaining?
Benson, I am not Donahue.
You're not?
No, Benson.
It's amazing. You all look alike.
Very funny, Benson. And I want to thank you personally for convincing us to listen to the major.
Yeah, he said he had a plan. I didn't know he was going to form a basketball team.
We're a man short.
You're a man short.
You're a man fat.
Come on, guys.
Now, Colonel, I want you to climb up the north wall. And Corporal Donahue, you stay down with the grappling hook.
Major, could we change places? Heights make me queasy.
Hey, so far, 8 different things have made you queasy. Why don't you just stay here and eat?
Why don't you stay here and grow?
Come on.
Oh, Benson. Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't know you were entertaining.
Jessica, it's me.
Chester, you are not a Negro.
I know that, dear. We're rescuing Billy.
And then we're all going downtown to pick up some white women.
All right, now let's recap.
Oh, good idea. This one is much too big for me.
My boys are all going off to battle, and I feel so proud.
She's proud. I'm going off to war with the Ritz brothers, and she's proud.
Chester, I am frightened. I mean, I know that that's our little boy in there, and I'm frightened for him, but I'm frightened for you, too.
Don't worry, Jess. I'll get him back. I'll bring our son home. I promise.
All right, it's almost the 0 hour. Let's synchronize watches.
1:32.
1:47.
6 on the nose.
Close enough. Move on.
Be starving. I'll get you something to eat. We'll eat later.
Has Jessica made the right decision? Will Donahue ever feel well enough to leave the house? Now that Jody doesn't want to let his baby daughter go, is he in for a tug of war? Will Mary realize that Bert isn't really Bert? What's going to happen to the real Bert? And after being with the new Bert, will Mary care? Will the Major's plan work? If it doesn't, can they do the Gong Show? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.